This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
chemotherapy,
radiation, surgery, pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, it's time. It's that time of the year again. No, it's that time of the month again. No, it's that time of the week again. Why should I say it's that time of the month again when I'm looking at Ty Bollinger in the same studio with me, TMB? What is that about?
RSB, what are you doing, man? It's good to see you face to face, finally.
Hanging out with my buddy, TMB. And those of you who've seen the picture in the show notes today, I had a friend of mine look at it, and of course, his bicep is bigger than my head. But then my friend, who's nice to me, said, yeah, you're almost, well, Ty is bigger, well, as big as your personality. That's what he was like. Some kind of backhanded compliment. I'm not sure, but anyway.
Well, your personality is big. So I'm assuming, I haven't seen the picture yet, so it's a picture of me right behind you flexing?
Oh, yes. And, okay. It's like he said, stop hiding behind RSB's personality. It was very funny. Very funny.
Well, that was fun. It was taken last night here at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And, in our Curacao shirts. We knew that we had to wear the Curacao shirts.
Of course. Yeah, no, it was a reunion time. And hats off, shout out to our friend Rudolph DeWitt from Curacao, of course.
Yes,
doing
absolutely
great health freedom work down there on the island. But we are here going outside the box together, as we have for many years. And we've been talking about the truth about Cancer Asia. But I want to, because that's going to be rolling out. Everybody got the sneak preview because you were able to plug in from Asia, and it was so great. But we were talking about the relaunch of the Global Quest coming up this fall. Not far from now, not long from now. And, you know, I'm hearing from people that now know people that want people to see what they learned about a year or two ago, right? So
right.
I think there's a whole slew of people that have yet to know about the Global Quest.
Yeah, there are. There are. There are a ton of people. I mean, when you consider the fact that I guess the Global Quest in total has, when you total up all the different episodes,
mm-hmm.
10 million plus views on Global Quest. Now, all the documentaries should total them up over 20 million views, but the Global Quest, 10 million, well, that's just, that's minuscule. If you look at the population of the U.S., it's 300 million, right? 300 plus.
Mm-hmm.
So 1/30th of the U.S., but
right.
We're talking global. There's a lot of people that haven't seen Global Quest that need to. And so it's going to be a good relaunch, and it's going to be a good warming up for the Asian Quest next spring. So the next 6 to 8 months for TTAC have a lot in store.
I had a call today earlier, Ty, and I was doing a follow-up call with someone who had a health question. And she was dealing with a breast cancer issue. And the first thing I said, hi, this is, you know, Robert Bell. I try to be kind of incognito when I talk to some folks. And she said, oh, I'm so nervous right now. I'm talking to a celebrity. I saw you on The Truth About Cancer, and I love Ty and Charlene. I'm like, well, it just so happens I'm calling from Ty and Charlene's house. She said, no. You know,
that's
like, it was
funny.
Hilarious. But as you said, when you were in Asia, there were people whose lives have been changed and for the better because of the Global Quest.
Yeah.
And yet, as you said, it's a fraction of a percentage point in totality in terms of the people that we need to reach.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you're out there listening, I know you are, get ready, keep plugged in. We're going to tell you the moment it's available and it's coming. You'll be able to reintroduce this or introduce it to your friends and family members for the first time who may not have been ready the last launch. Everybody's changing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's been 2.5 years since we launched Global Quest. This one will be 1st of October. I think the first week is when we launch. I'll get you the exact dates. But it is going to be really appropriate, time sensitive, right? It's that's why we put things out, is so people can learn and save lives. One of the things that we got over in Asia was a lot of positive affirmations on what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I've shared a couple stories over the last couple weeks, but there was one that I didn't share that I just actually remembered as we were going through our encounters in Asia. And this happened in Manila, Philippines. There was a man that was there with his little girls and his wife, and she's from Philippines. He's from Houston. Mm-hmm. And he had been diagnosed with cancer, and he had gone to MD Anderson. Undergoing chemo, and just wasn't working for him. It was killing him. So they moved down to Manila, where his wife's from, began treatment there based upon the Global Quest that gave him the confidence to say no to chemo, and they started going to a clinic down there. One of his little girls came up to me and gave me a hug and said, thanks for helping save my daddy.
Oh,
it's like, whoa,
man.
That really gets you.
That day, yeah, gets you in the heart rate, really. And it's funny, and it's not funny at the same time. As much as the Global Quest impacted many people, there are people that need to rewatch it. And rewatch it to gain the strength to overcome the fear, mm-hmm. right? Many people can hear it and go, ah, yeah, I'm ready, right? There are people that need to, and it's, you know, how did we get in that place of fear? It didn't happen by one boo, right? It took a lot of series of boos from the medical cancer establishment
right.
to get to the point where you're so programmed that you immediately think, you know, in breast cancer, my gosh, let's, yeah, take the lymph nodes out as well, despite the fact that the lymph nodes are the drainage canal of the body and maybe saving your life.
Right.
And then you end up with all this lymphedema stuff happening after the fact. And, you know, it, devastating consequences, which is why I've said, and I still maintain it, the most dangerous thing you can have, particularly in the West, in America, is really, really good medical insurance.
Because mm-hmm.
they will do everything they can to you, even if they're well-intentioned. The road to hell, you know, is paved with good intentions, and medically that's happening all the time.
It is. It is. It's happening all over the world, all over Asia. And, it, you know, I'm going to sidetrack here for a second. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we did in Singapore was we tried durian, right? Stinky fruit. And so
yes.
before we came on the air.
It's a great fruit.
Before we came on the air,
yes.
we're sharing a sandwich. I cut half of it for you.
Yes.
And RSB, right. Let me tell you something, folks. He will not eat a tomato.
It's not true. I will eat a tomato.
He took it off and he said, this is yucky. Who wants my half? I ate his half with a tomato on my half of the sandwich. Don't deny it.
It was just in the wrong form. It wasn't. You know, if they had mulched it up and I didn't recognize it, I would have been happy to eat it. But it's still in the larval phase. This is what George Carlin talked about when he looked at things and observed humorous observations. That's why I call it. It looks, you cut a tomato, it's like there's larva. It's not, no. But then again, you said you wouldn't eat the durian, not because it didn't taste okay, but because it was like baby poop or something.
It had, yeah, they had the consistency.
What's your problem with baby poop? You've had five kids, right?
So here we go, folks. We're getting a real insight into your host, RSB.
What?
The health freedom advocate here.
Yes.
Wanting you to taste durian.
Yes.
But not eat a tomato.
I didn't say you shouldn't eat the tomato. That's why I gave it to you, and I was glad you were happy with it. And so I will be happy to grow a tomato for you. Might even cut it, although my wife says I run when it's on the cutting board. It's not that bad.
He said he actually doesn't run. He just jogs.
Jogs fast, real away from that. And it's like, did you clean that knife before you cut something else? But again, make a nice sauce out of it, and I'm good. And, you know, listen, I admit I had an allergy as a kid, but I'm not using that as an excuse, although it might be a nice one. I used to be allergic. That's why. Mm-hmm. But no, it's just a psychological thing. I am man enough to admit it that I am, you know, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Remember that movie from when we were kids?
I never saw it.
It had a psychological impact on me. That
okay.
must have been
Got
it. The science fiction tomatoes coming after me. I'm like, no, I can't do it. Mulch them up. I'm good to go. We'll eat them.
No, I get it, man. I'm just having the – I have to give you a hard time. RSB has so few weaknesses that when I find one, I've got to dig a little bit at it.
The thing is, your daughter was giving me a hard time. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, Brianna's
she was
great.
Ribbing me on that. She couldn't believe it. I'm like, all right, now she's gotten
– Brianna is going to continually rip you on that one because
yeah.
she loves tomatoes. She loves anything fresh and raw. So.
No escape. But I think for those who love tomatoes, it's just more for them. I think they should be happy about this.
Well, there probably are. But again, it's just – to me, I just have a hard time getting my mind around the fact that you love durian, which
yes.
for those that haven't
yes.
tasted it. It smells, not only smells terrible, but it literally is almost like the consistency of baby poop in it with a little membrane around it.
Come on.
It's horrible consistency.
Listen, you've eaten custard.
Yeah.
Right? That's like custard.
It's not really.
It's
not
I
really.
Think.
That's okay. We can disagree on that one.
Look, you know, next time you go back to Asia, we'll go back there again. I'll show you. I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about.
So. All right, man. All right. Enough of the tomatoes and durian stuff.
Well, I mean, I guess we could talk lycopene. We could talk protein, amino acids in these fruits and vegetables and things. But anyway, listen, it's fun. And it's, you know, what I'm looking forward to when you release the Asian Quest. And, of course, it isn't that I'm not into all of the new stuff. That in a lot of stuff I learned when I was in Asia that I hadn't learned about anywhere else. But I'm really most keen to see the video version of the picture of Dr. Tony Jimenez eating the durian, and his facial expression is priceless.
It was something. He was really the only one of the group that had a hard time with it.
Yeah.
And I was proud of Bryce. He tried it. We actually ate a couple of pods ourselves. The first baby poop pod wasn't enough, so we went for two and three. But Tony just took one bite and literally just his face, it was an icky face. He
yes.
was like, ugh, I can't do this. He literally looked like he's about to throw up, but he didn't.
Speaking of Dr. Tony Jimenez, he's going to be with us in about a little over a week.
Yeah.
August 19th at the Cancer Prevention Convention. Shout out to our friend Stephanie Offman McKeith and family, who's putting it on third year in a row. Yep. And every year, I mean, from the first year to second year, it's been phenomenal. The turnout is just packed, and the people are hungry for information. She makes sure she moves it around and always tries to get new folks there. And not only you and I will be there, but we'll have – I don't know who else is going to be there. I think Doc Aditya is going to be having to Skype in.
That's right, because he couldn't get into the U.S.
Something
right?
he said, and I'm like, come on, let him in. He's a good guy, but they wouldn't listen to me.
Well, I think the fact that you know him.
I was thinking that could be a red flag, folks, because I believe in freedom. And I guess, you know, there are people in our authoritarian power structure that are not into freedom anymore.
No, that's true. So we'll be there. You know, of course, Charlie and I are speaking together. You'll be there. Tony Jimenez, mm-hmm. Del Bigtree will be there.
Del Bigtree's a big, yeah. And, you know, that was one of my favorite lectures of the last live, Truth About Cancer,
yeah.
right? When he did his thing as Preacher Man, I was like, oh, my gosh. And he continues to deliver information and bring things out, reveal, like with he and RFK Jr., who we had on the show a few weeks back,
yeah.
right, talking about the, a number of things, but the cognitive dissonance on the political left mm-hmm. in regards to its faith in medicine.
Yeah.
Versus faith in God, you know, that switch off, you know. And look, I believe in everybody's right to believe what they want to believe, but not if they use those beliefs to violate your belief, my belief, or to protect our children the way we believe is right.
Absolutely, I agree. Yeah. I agree completely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of beliefs in that, too, but I think I believe that I believe what you just said.
And I even support your belief in, you know, durian as baby poop, even though I disagree. But we can still be friends.
We can still be friends, man.
See, this is a good example for everybody out there. Just because you don't eat the same food doesn't mean you can't get along.
I am going to pick you up, though, afterwards and throw you into the pool.
Oh, gosh. All right. Fun times to be had, even between, well, not on the commercial break. We won't have enough time to dry off. And by the way, folks, on the issue of your freedom to choose, if you are left alone, you will find a way to get along with your neighbor. It is in your best interest. You don't need overlords from government and military industrial complex or pharmaceutical industrial complex telling you how to or not to get along with your neighbor. They will profit from it, and they will make you sick and then make you pay for your sickness that they cause. That's what modern medicine has done primarily. We got a lot more to do to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, Dave. You in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
TMB, it's been great getting the kids together. I've been looking forward to this reunion here and watching them play. And, you know, I'm most impressed, not that I don't love the youngins, but, you know, your eldest daughter and son, I mean, amazing. And my son now, you know, at that level, 17, 18, mm-hmm. you know, where they're maturing into adulthood and living with principles that most people haven't been exposed to. Even the issue of politics, like Brianna went to the NRA thing and she had, which I found amazing. She won the debate with her team, arguing for something that she didn't even believe in, which tells me all you need to know about Brianna, her level of intelligence to go in and dig deep into an argument. Yeah. And even, and you know what they say, the best way to learn about something is to find something you disagree with and delve deep into it.
Right.
And find all the arguments and make them. And then, you know, it strengthens your ability to understand why you believe what you believe. And just so impressed with her.
Yeah. I was impressed too. And I remember when she got that debate topic, and the topic that they had to defend was basically, should the U.S. be a
policeman of the world?
And police the world.
Yeah.
And force what we believe on other countries for their good. And that's, you know, not, it's exactly opposite of what we believe. And she believes.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she was able to successfully support that position. And that just shows, her level of intelligence, her level of debate skill. Mm-hmm. And her whole team, she said she had a great team.
Yeah. But have you ever been asked to do that where in a scholastic setting, like a speech class where they'll say, I need you to argue the opposite of what you believe. And it really forces you into an uncomfortable territory, right?
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that now Brianna has come out of this and said, you know what, I believe, yes, we should be the policeman of the world. She's stronger in her beliefs as to why not. But to be able to go into the arguments that are made to understand, you know, again, the depths of why you believe what you believe. And mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people are afraid to confront something that they don't believe.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid they might lose their belief. It's like, no, no, if you really believe it, it's going to strengthen your resolve. And I don't know, it's a hard thing to communicate to some folks that kind of trying to shut down to the world.
Yeah.
We gotta know what's out there.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And so it should strengthen your resolve. And you should be able to look into topics that are different than what you have been taught, just to see is what you've been taught logical, reasonable.
Yeah, sure.
Is it the truth? Right? We have to be able to explore that. But again, the main thing is that you know what you believe, mm-hmm. and then you're not in danger of falling for anything that's not the truth. Like the example we've used many times, right? The CIA, mm-hmm. or whoever it is that determines counterfeit money, right?
Right, right, right.
They don't study counterfeit. They study the true deal. And then they can tell when they see a counterfeit because they know the true thing mm-hmm. so closely, right?
Yeah.
They recognize the real bills, even though they're fake. Even though we get into the Federal Reserve System, but
yes.
Even though they're fake.
Right.
But, you know, you mentioned, have I ever been forced to debate something, right, a position I didn't believe in?
Yeah.
I don't remember having to do that, but I do remember that my whole perspective changed when I was in a freshman at Baylor. I had to take a speech class.
Mm-hmm.
I was terrified to speak, literally.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that now.
Now you're Studley, man, out there. You're like lolling off the jokes. He's like, man, he's Mr. Suave, Rico Suave.
I feel comfortable now,
yeah.
Right? I enjoy speaking to a crowd. I probably enjoy that as much as anything.
Yes.
I don't necessarily like being on camera to film stuff. It's different. I like the live interaction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when I was a freshman at Baylor, I was terrified to speak, and I took a speech class, and that changed everything. I learned how to get up and be confident in front of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, literally competing in bodybuilding shows for the next few years after that,
uh-huh.
it really helped my confidence,
right?
To get up in front of people. Well, you get in front of people in a Speedo.
Well, yeah, right? I know. Thanks a lot, buddy, for showing me up the other day.
Well, you don't want to see me now.
Believe me.
I ain't no bodybuilder anymore, but it helped my confidence. And so I went, literally in a period of a few years, I went from being terrified to speak in front of people to being really confident. So mm-hmm. anybody can do that. It's just a matter of programming your mind to do that, being confident.
Right. Well, and I speak about the idea of, you know, confronting different beliefs. What have you done with the truth about cancer? Have you not confronted one of the most dogmatic, and I wouldn't call it religious or cult-like views, modern medicine, oncology? And I'm not saying forcing, because we don't force this on anybody. We make it available to people. But how many people have found out about this and just they cry because they want to share this with their family, their friends, or their doctor, and they just refuse to even look at it.
Yeah, and it's the same with cancer. It's the same with vaccines. You know, we see this dogmatic belief in medicine that is not tested, that is not verifiable, that is not successful. It's not efficacious. Chemotherapy doesn't work usually. Vaccines cause disease. They are not safe and effective. But these are dogmas that have been programmed into our minds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you call it the Church of Mystical or
Pharmaceutical mysticism,
right?
Yeah.
And John Rappaport calls it something similar. I mean,
yeah.
we've heard the terms. But that's really what it is. It is a church. When you believe something that you can't support from medicine, you can't support scientifically, but you have to believe it.
Can you imagine any other church, if it was the third leading cause of death, what would that? Would they allow that church to continue?
It'd be shut down.
Right, but they endorse it and embrace it and make it the monopoly in America and much of the West. We've got to counteract it more after the break with Ty Bollinger. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Power of Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, so we're counteracting the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And we're not even saying, you know, we're trying to ban it, because I believe in freedom so much that even if people are making bad choices, I made bad choices in my lifetime, and I learned from them. It was the greatest way to learn, like screwing up. And so I don't want to take that away from anybody, but I'm also not going to be quiet about pointing out that if you go down this road, this is inevitably what will happen. If you want to make that choice in full consciousness, knock yourself out. But I just don't want to go people to go down blindly like they have been. And I think that, you know, motivates you as well. It's like, we want to provide here. Let's shine some light on this. Do you really want to go down that, Hallie? It's not what you think it is.
Yeah, that is the motivation. And to be realistic, let's look at vaccines. because we love to talk about vaccines because they're such an easy target, right? So you have vaccines not proven safe and effective. Vaccines have been implicated, and there was a $101 million settlement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For vaccine injury.
Vaccine injury. Okay. So when you total that with what's been settled in the past, we're looking at close to $4 billion since 1986 have been paid out to families or of damaged or killed children.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So all we're asking for is that for people to be informed that this vaccine might not be so safe or effective, and it might actually kill, because it has killed, right? $4 billion of damages are dangerous.
Yeah.
We just want people to be informed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're told you're anti-science for wanting people to be informed, that you're a anti-vaxxer, that you're a quack, and if you even question vaccines, which have been implicated in $4 billion of damage almost, that you're just a kook, right?
Conspiracy theorist, right?
Yeah. All we're asking is for people to be told that This is reality. It's not conjecture. We're not just hypothesizing that $4 billion of damages have been paid out. They have been.
There was an article the other day that was shocking because it was in a mainstream news. It was either a newspaper or a magazine. Of course, it's a pro-vaccine slant, as they all are. But it also said there's a problem here because there's research showing what you said, that there's some injury, there's some risk and damage. And the argument is that, well, you shouldn't publish those. Why? Is it not legitimate science? Well, no, it's legitimate science. But if you do, it might cause somebody to question the vaccine religion in total.
Right.
Right? And so they were saying, you know what? This scientific censorship might not be a good idea. We might lose more than we gain by not, you know, and I think they're finally trying to figure it out without going.
Well, here's the thing, Robert. It's like until recently, fairly recently in the world history, everyone thought the world was flat. Right. And now
we have a few flat earthers that listen to the show, so be nice to them.
I'm not going to be mean to them, but let's just say until now, right?
Yeah.
We thought the world was flat. Well, now, unless all of the photographs from space have been falsified, we can see pictures of a round Earth.
Right.
And that's the equivalent of saying, you know what? Don't show anybody those pictures because it might go against the belief that the Earth is flat. Let's just destroy the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're doing when we come up with science that says vaccines are not safe, that they're not effective. That's what they're saying. Don't share this with them because it might destroy the basis of this religion, which is non-existent.
It's a false religion.
It's a false religion.
Yeah, and it's demonstrably false. That's the thing. It's like when you have a religious beliefs on, you know, do things on faith. I mean, it isn't that the scientific world can validate it through peer-reviewed literature, but we recognize there is a distinction there. But you can demonstrably prove the lack of efficacy and safety of the things we're talking about. Right.
Well, you can, and we don't even have to prove it. We can pull the package inserts that tell you here are the potential side effects and damages and adverse events. It's not even we have to prove it. They admit it. I was talking to Andre, our good buddy from Riga, Latvia, that came with us on our Asia trip, about hidden in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking specifically about some of the events that are happening today, and we got into vaccines. I'm like, you know what? They hide it in plain sight. They tell you that vaccines are safe and effective while the package insert says they're not safe and effective, that they can damage or kill you or cause autism or SIDS or anaphylactic shock. But you're the crazy person when you actually read the insert.
Yeah, that's right. They actually called us conspiracy theorists because you read the insert. It was like, wait a second. Did they conspire to put it in there just so they could call us names if we read it?
But here's the thing, though. One of the things Andre was mentioning is that the shadow governments, whatever you want to call them, not necessarily the vaccine industry, but the shadow government that are really calling the shots, part of their code of conduct is they have to hide it in plain sight. They want you to know that they're messing with you.
Right. Yeah, well, there's
you won't do anything about it.
At some level, there is a big game. And if people knew how deep the rabbit hole goes, they would probably all be on pharmaceutical drugs. Because it's like, who wants to see that? It's not pleasant. It's a wake-up call. We'd like to believe in the best in everybody. I have led my life mostly that way. And I recognize that there is a naivete that can be dangerous. Yeah. You can't just blindly go in. And you have to use powers of discrimination. And some people say, well, discrimination isn't that bad. Well, it's become bad only because they say, if you discriminate now, they'll give you a name. You know, you're racist, you're homophobic, you're xenophobic.
Right.
As opposed to the powers of discrimination keep you alive. They help you to make decisions about what alley to go down. Like we were talking about shining a light on the alley of modern medicine, going, if you could see what really is going on there, you might choose a different alley. Now, if you see all of those things and you still want to go down the alley,
then it's fine. Go down the alley.
Go down the alley. We just don't like you to do it in blind faith in that context.
We're just trying to tell people that there might be a mugger with a knife down that alley.
Mm-hmm.
And you there's a risk to go down there. Maybe there's a pot of gold at the end, but yeah. there's a mugger with a knife there. So at least be informed. Now they're saying, you know what? Don't tell anybody there's a mugger with a knife there.
Yeah. Don't acknowledge it. In fact, the mugger is carrying a bottle of poison or many bottles. They'll throw it on you, throw it in you, and all of that. Again, if you still want to go down that alley, that's for you to decide. But it's disgusting that they would try to hide it or do hide it this way and then pretend that they are, angelic beings. You know, I've talked about the controversy. In fact, on last Sunday's show, I was at my mom's place. By the way, Grandma Mickey says hello. She sent her love to the whole family. And we were talking about the religious aspect of this, how they have turned it into that. And then, just like we mentioned before, if there were a religion that people know about, and they think of it as a religion, and it were responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths every year by practicing it, I think even the government that is supposed to protect freedom of religion would one we're going to allow happen.
They'd probably step in.
And I'm like, wait a second, but we have one, and it is the thirdly, or maybe the second or first leading cause of death, as I've argued.
But remember, this religion is the biggest lobby in Washington, D.C., and this religion, the vaccine religion, the pharmaceutical religion, pharmakeia, which is sorcery, has contributed more to those politicians' pockets than any other industry. So you have to remember that. When we were in Bangkok last week in Asia, interviewed several Indian doctors. I took them all to dinner the last night to say thank you. We're sitting there eating, and they had not seen the truth about vaccines. And one of them sitting across the table from me, Dr. Zubin Marolia, great guy. Last interview of the series, phenomenal interview. And he started asking me, kind of probing about my position on vaccines, because they didn't know.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, I didn't know their position either.
Sure.
And I'm like, look, here's bottom line. Vaccines are not proven safe. They're not proven effective. They cause autism. They've caused death. And I went on and on and on, all the talking points that you've heard so many times.
And they ran out of the room screaming and crying.
They're like, we didn't know you had this position on them. We're complete agreement. We see so many cases of autism, so many cases of cancer, so many cases of this, and children, brain damage in children. They're like, we are in complete agreement. You should do a documentary on vaccines. And I was like, I already did, guys. But it was really wild because they were not sure. I was not sure. And I was like, I'm just going to get rid of the elephant in the room here and talk about it. Vaccines are dangerous. And they're like, yes, that's what we all see.
It is one of those areas where you go, I agree with you about cancer. I agree with you. And then you come back and you're like, but I can't go with you on the vaccine.
Oh, and they were all, I was talking about three very, very well-known medical doctors there in India, and they were all on board. Vaccines are toxic.
They're with you. We're talking with Ty Bollinger, as we do each and every week, going outside the box with him, OTB, TMB, RSB, Super D. We're all here for you. Check it out at robertscottbell.com, including links to the truth about cancer, truth about vaccines. The forthcoming Global Quest will be re-released this October. We'll be getting you more information about that, so you stick with us.
Yeah, you should stick around for this, folks. I'm about to force-feed Robert Scott Bell a tomato.
First, grind it up so I don't recognize it. Be nice to your friend.
No,
be nice to your buddy.
I'm going to cut it a big, fat, thick slice with a bunch of larval stages in the middle.
This is, you know what? your reputation just go right away.
All right,
go on now.
I'm actually a nice guy. I would not do that.
TMB.
Tomato torture.
Sure, I am trying to be serious. It's, you're bringing Liam back in because, if I got too serious, Liam would find a way to just dig into me or, anything like that. But it's like, what happened to my show? Where did it go? Ty just ran off with it with the tomatoes.
I remember the first time I met Liam was in Chicago at Health Freedom Expo in 2012, I think it was. Six, 7 years ago. I think it was 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
And I just remember sitting and talking to him about official stories and just, we just hit it off from the start.
Yes.
Really liked the guy.
Yeah. Just profound intellect, mm-hmm. and what he did in writing official stories and where that's led, folks. By the way, Trinity Conference, Trinity Live, it's happening September 22nd, 23rd. They're reinitializing the Health Freedom Expos. And TMB, I wish you could be there. I know how busy you're going
to
be. So
we would love to be there, maybe next year. But yeah, this year is just an insanely busy September for us.
Yeah, so no worries. But I'll be there. We'll have a lot of great folks there. Joni Abbott, our good friend, will be there. And
Joni was with us in 2011,
that's right.
2012. With
that's
Leah.
Right. You remember that?
I remember that.
We did some amazing things.
We had breakfast at Whole Foods, and I remember you got two sopping eggs.
Sopping eggs?
Well, we call them sopping eggs in the South. You know, eggs with runny yellow.
Oh, right. Okay, yes, they were runny. You have such a memory. I just don't know how.
It's just food, I remember.
You remember the food, and of course, the sopping tomatoes.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
No, and I do, and I also remember the first, the Health Freedom Expo, that was the first time we'd met face-to-face.
Was it the Chicago one?
It was the Chicago one, and that was the one where I was flying in from Texas.
Yep.
My plane from San Antonio got delayed, mm-hmm. and I literally flew in. I was supposed to speak at 12. I arrived at 11:30 at Chicago O'Hare. Taxi took me. I literally got to the conference at 12 o'clock. I'm running through the auditorium at 12:01, 12:02, and there you are standing at the front, killing time till I arrive.
Yes.
And like, then I gave you a big hug on stage, and I started speaking.
I got this guy I had never met. Of course, we connected through our good buddy, Dr. Batar, at the time. And, you know, I'm thinking, Batar, you've been holding out. Who is this Thai guy? He's awesome. And then that was the first time we met, and it was an amazing thing. You're just running. You dropped the seat, just ran in.
I'm like, here's the pin drive. Put my PowerPoint in.
Right. And I'm like, Stala, I don't know when he's going to show up. I'm like, I know him. We're on the show together already. And it was amazing. What a way to start that. And it's just been all uphill since, or just even keel, downhill. Which way are we going?
I don't know.
Sideways?
Uphill makes it seem like it's been hard. It's
right.
been great ever
it's
since.
It's been great ever since. And we're going to continue this greatness together. It's OTB with TMB, RSB, and Super D. And you check it out, robertscottbell.com, linking up to the Truth About Cancer, Truth About Vaccines, Global Quest, The Agent Quest. All of that's happening. We'll be back to wrap it up after this break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is here 6 days a week, and I barely get them an hour a week, and it's just, I'm not complaining, Ty, but you know what, you could do 40. I mean, it's not like you're doing anything else.
I'm really relatively unoccupied during the day.
Dude, you guys should see this. I mean, we're visiting, obviously, and having a great time together. But, man, the meetings they're conducting, the calls because of that. And we finally sneak out into the pool late at night. The kids were having a great time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at the end of one of the days yesterday, we actually got to go to, was it minor league baseball?
Nashville Sound.
Yeah,
Triple A for the Brewers, I believe.
For the Brewers, okay.
Yeah. So, and this, what had happened is back, Bryce played baseball this year for the Tennessee Heat, the homeschool team. Fantastic team, too. Got a lot of great players.
Those homeschoolers, there's no socialization in homeschooling.
Yeah, no
right?
Socialization. No athleticism at all there. But these boys, really good baseball team. And so, one of the things that we wanted to do is to treat the team to a baseball game. So, we got a field level suite right behind home plate for the team.
Nice.
So earlier in the year, the one night that we went was almost tornado.
Tropical cyclone
it
going
was
on, right?
Horrible weather in Nashville. So it got canceled. So we just got the makeup game last night.
And I happened to be here
for it.
Cool was that? And no, we didn't eat Brewer's yeast, even, I don't think. It's like,
no, there's no Brewer's yeast.
Right.
Some good salads, some good dips.
Yep. So we had a great time, and family getting together. It's a blessing, folks. You know, anytime you can come together and just enjoy and cherish the time you have together, just like I do when we get together, even when we do it on radio, when people join us on radio or watch the YouTube stream, whatever it is, find the joy in it. I mean, we're talking serious issues, serious health issues all of the time, but find the levity if you can, because there's enough times where it's hard to find, considering. You like levity? You don't like levity? Look at me with funny.
I'm just thinking, like, what is levity?
Levity.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to make you laugh.
Did we try those? Do we have any levity yet? Yeah, we have plenty. I want more to go around.
Yeah, isn't that what they put in bread to make it raise?
That's the yeast. Well, oh, leaven. Nutritional.
Leaven. Got
yeah.
It. Okay.
Well, we didn't do matzah at the game last night. So.
No, no matzah.
No, unleavened bread.
But, you know, honestly, it's been, you know, just great to hang out with you and the fam. We, Charlotte and I and the kids, just feel like you're not like our extended family. You are our family. Right, and so it's just great to be able to hang out with you and Nancy and Ari and Elijah.
You know that family that comes over, parks themselves, and just never leaves. Yeah,
no, that's Uncle Eddie.
Uncle Eddie,
that's cousin Eddie.
Cousin Eddie
in yeah. Vacation. But
right.
No, I mean you're your family, so it's just been great to be able to hang out with you, and just always a blast to hang out with RSB and family.
Yes, exactly. So you know the passion, the mission we share, and the truth about cancer continues. Truth about vaccines, the Agent Quest, all of these. Things, uncovering a lot of the hidden truths. They're still truths. If they're hidden, they're still truths. But how do you bring them out? And then apply them. We'd ask you to apply them, test them out, prove them to yourself. And whatever you do, go out, like we saw, levity, humor if you can. But honestly, as we've said, there are a lot of people that aren't ready, but I think more people than ever are every year this goes on. So when the relaunch of the Global Quest happens, I want everybody to share the links. Let them watch it. They don't have to pay a dime to watch it. I mean, if they want to buy it, that's great to support the mission. We want you to do that. But all of you that are already invested, I know you're investing in your family's future as well.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Robert. The only way that we can get the word out is for you to share, to help us. It's a grassroots effort, is the bottom line. And we really need help getting the word out there because, you know, we've got a list of people, but they've already seen the Global Quest, or they've already heard.
Right.
But I'm confident that all the thousands of people that are out there listening to the RSB show now, you've all got 10, 15, 20 people that could use this information. Please.
Easily, yeah.
Step up to the plate and email them a link and say, all hey, right. Watch this for free. That's what we need. We need that help.
Don't be selfish and keep it all to yourself.
Come on.
Give it away to your friends, your family. They're ready.
Give
They're
it away
more
to your
ready
friends.
Than ever.
Because it's, you know, the mission is to share the truth for free. And
yeah.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
It's all free.
Exactly, exactly. If you want to buy something, there are books out there, The Truth About Cancer. Of course, Ty and I wrote a book together that's still going well on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Unlock the Power to Heal. It's helping a lot of people because it's so practical. It was right to the point and going into some of the history.
And we're also, just so you know, we are also writing another book together.
Yes, we are.
It's called The Power of the Tomato.
And Durian.
And Durian.
We're going to put a durian tomato sandwich together and neither of us will eat it at that point. How about that? We'll leave it for everybody else.
You're going to get a nice view of both of us tasting a nasty
How rude. How rude. You know that face that Tony Jimenez made? I'll make that face when I eat that sandwich. All right, folks, we're about out of time. It's always a blast to get together with you, TMB, and we'll look forward to, you know, obviously more events coming up. The truth about, Cancer Prevention Convention.
Yep.
I've got other events coming up. We'll let you know whenever TMB is going to be there as well. Just stay connected in the show notes. Super Don does a great job keeping up with that. TMB, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
Remember, folks, the power to heal is yours.
Unequivocally.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion.
My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.